Welcome to Dharma Dialogues, a children's podcast series on the Yakshaprashnam, a wise and wonderful dialogue from the Mahabharata. Just a little something to keep in mind as you listen to these stories. We tell these stories to spark reflection, not to give strict answers.
These stories are told with love and respect from the Hindu tradition, with guidance from elders in our community. Anyone can listen, learn, and even interpret the stories in their own way. All we hope is for young minds to grow in curiosity, courage, and compassion.
As we are learning and growing with you, any mistakes along the way are completely unintentional. Please feel free to reach out to us if you have any questions or feedback.
Now, on to the episode.
Welcome back, my dear ones, to our quiet corner at the forest. We are at episode 20 of the Dharma Dialogues, exploring what it means to be alive, yet not living. In our last few talks, we've explored the beautiful ways life is nurtured. We've celebrated the generosity of the rain, the potential within the seed, and the wisdom of the preacher who teaches us how to build a prosperous and balanced world. We have learned how to tend to the garden of the world around us. But now, the Yaksha turns his gaze inward. He asks a question, not about growing things, but about the garden within our hearts. He presents a riddle about life itself.
A riddle? I love riddles. What is it?
It is perhaps the strangest question so far. It sounds like a paradox, a little knot of logic that we must gently untie. Listen closely.
Tell me, Yudhishthira, what person enjoys all the objects of the senses, who feels the sun and tastes the sweet fruit, who breathes the air and hears the music of the world, but is not truly alive?
What? But that's impossible. If you're breathing and eating and seeing and hearing, you are alive. How can you not be?
Ah, you've walked right into the heart of Yaksha's riddle. Yudhishthira's answer unlocks it all. He describes a person who seems to have everything, but is missing the one thing that makes life meaningful.
The person is one who does not offer anything to the gods, to guests, to servants, or to their ancestors, O Yaksha.
So, a person who only takes?
Precisely. Imagine life is a beautiful oil lamp. To stay lit, it must take in fuel, the oil. For us, that fuel is the air we breathe, the food we eat, the sunshine we feel, all the experiences we take in with our senses. But what is the purpose of a lamp?
To give light?
Yes, to give light, to give warmth, to guide others in the dark. The person Yudhishthira describes is an unlit lamp. It sits in the corner, full of oil, consuming its fuel, but it gives no light. It exists only for itself. The offerings he speaks of are the light we are meant to give back. An offering to the gods is gratitude for the sun, the rain, the very air we breathe. An offering to a guest is the warmth of hospitality. An offering to a servant or anyone who helps us is the light of kindness and respect. And an offering to our ancestors is the glow of remembrance, acknowledging the path they led for us. A life without this giving, this connection, is a life without light. It has breath, but no warmth. It has senses, but no soul. The great teachers have a word for the world that so easily distracts us with only our senses. They call it Maya, a beautiful and powerful illusion.
Oh, I remember. My teacher told me a story of the rope and the snake.
I'm so glad you remember that story, my dear. But for the children who don't know, this is the story. In the darkness of Maya, we see a snake and we are frightened. But when we shine the light of knowledge, we see that it was only ever a rope. The unlit lamp, the person who only takes, is someone living their whole life in the dark, reacting only to the snake of their own cravings and fears. They are alive inside the illusion, but they are not truly alive to the peaceful reality that that is a rope. They have the fuel, but they refuse to light the lamp of wisdom that would show them the truth. The great sage Swami Vivekananda said that this Maya is why we see death all around us, yet we cling to our own lives as if we will live forever. We are so enchanted by the sensations of the world, we forget that they are fleeting.
And it connects to the chariot with four wheels, doesn't it?
Exactly. Remember our chariot of life? It needs four wheels to travel properly. Dharma, righteousness, artha, prosperity, karma, joy, and moksha, spiritual freedom. The person who is not truly alive is trying to ride a chariot with only two wheels. They chase artha, gathering things only for themselves, and they chase karma, seeking pleasure only for themselves. But their wheel of dharma, which includes the sacred duty to give back and make offerings, is flat. And their wheel of moksha, the ultimate purpose of the journey, has been forgotten entirely. Their chariot just goes in circles, never truly moving forward. Is a journey that goes nowhere truly a journey? Is a life that gives nothing truly a life?
No, it can't be called a life.
Yes, my child. To be truly alive is to be part of the great give and take of the universe. We breathe in and we must breathe out. The rain falls on the earth and the earth gives back a flower. The sun gives us light and we give back a prayer of thanks. This person, this unlit lamp, breaks that sacred cycle. They are a pond that only takes the rain but never feeds the stream. And this brings us to our quiet proverb for tonight. A tree that takes from the earth and sun, but gives no fruit or shade, is not a tree, but only a piece of wood waiting to fall.
Wow. So being alive isn't just about my own heart beating. It's about making others feel warm and welcome too.
You have understood it with a poet's heart. It is the connection, the giving, the light that we share that proves we are truly alive. Now as the world outside grows quiet, think about the light you carry. What makes you truly feel alive? What beautiful offerings do you give back to the world each day? We would love to hear your own stories and feelings. You can write to us at dharmadialogues108@gmail.com. Perhaps your light will help brighten our path too. Until next time, may your lamp burn bright.